Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Sam, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Have you ever wanted to be an actor or a musician or any other kind of performer?
Okay, musician maybe not because I'm not a very good singer.
Okay.
Nor do I play any instrument.
Okay.
But actor, yes, I was thinking about it when I was young.
Okay.
Or maybe like anchorman.
Yeah, working in the news, something on camera.
Yes.
Okay,
and
well,
how about you?
I've never really wanted to do anything like that. I used to play music, but I wasn't very good. And I'm not a great singer.
Yeah, you're being humble.
No. I was never really interested in acting. I'm more interested. I'm interested in theater, just not
in
the
theater.
Acting part. But what we're going to talk about today
is
related to people who do want to be a performer. But it's not the kind of performer you usually hear about.
Okay.
All right, let's find out who they are right now.
Reading.
Mic check, 1, 2. You have such a nice voice, your friend declares. You should be a voice actor. You admit that you're curious about voice actors, but you don't actually know what they do. Luckily, your friend is delighted to fill you in. Voice actors provide voices for cartoon characters in TV shows and films.They also read scripts for radio and TV advertisements. They might even record the content of a foreign show in a different language. To do these things, voice actors need certain skills. Their facial expressions are never seen, so they must use their voice to express emotions clearly. They also have to vary their voice for different characters. What's more,They need a working knowledge of recording equipment. In Taiwan, voice actors usually work on advertisements and television programs. The payment they receive differs for each project, but it's typically low. Newcomers often struggle to get steady work, which leaves them without a stable income. It's even harder if they don't know anyone in the industry beforehand.Additionally, Taiwanese voice actors can't copyright their work. Therefore, no matter how many times their work is played on air, they only get paid for it once.
Okay, today's article begins kind of like a conversation between two people. And one of the people says, you have such a nice voice, your friend declares. You should be a voice actor. All right, now, we learned about a couple things in that sentence. Somebody has a nice voice.
Okay.
And that was declared by the person's friend. Now, the verb declare...means that you say what you're thinking or feeling in public. So instead of keeping your thoughts or ideas to yourself, you're telling other people. Okay, now here's an example, another example we could use. Will Victor ever declare his love for Amelia, or will he hide his true feelings forever?
Oh, it's like a plot of the movie.
Yeah, or like a soap opera or something.
Yes. Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个动词 declare 呢，中文就翻译为声称或是声明了。你也可以呢用 state 或是 announce， 当然是没有这么正式 ，announce 比较像是正式的公布。但是呢 ，declare 就是有像这样子声称声明类型，当然也可以用 tell。Okay， 那我们刚刚就举了一个例子了，就是呢 ，Victor 呢，他会呢隐藏他的这个这个 true feelings， 他的这个浓情蜜意，永远直到永远不跟这个他的 Amelia 他的爱人讲呢，还是呢他会 declare his love for Amelia， 会这个表明他对 Amelia 的爱。OK，declare 就是这样子的意思。
Okay， well。You've got this really nice friend.
She
says you should be a voice actor, right? Now. The other person in the conversation, here we're going to say, we're going to say what they're thinking.
Okay.
Now, it might be you, maybe. Maybe you're the other person in the conversation. So here in the article, it says, you admit that you're curious about voice actors, but you don't actually know what they do.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you can admit that. You can admit that you don't know about this thing. Admit is a verb. And when you admit something, you agree that something is true, especially when you are unhappy, surprised, or sorry about the thing you are agreeing about. Now here, the person in the article might feel bad that they don't know anything about voice actors, especially after a nice compliment from their friend about becoming one. Now, as an example sentence, we could also say, I have to admit, I didn't understand anything from our science lesson today.
Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚看到 admit 这个动词 ，admit 呢，中文就可以翻译为承认了。那既然是承认呢，通常这个事情是让你觉得有一点难堪，觉得有点不想讲了，但是你不得不 admit， 不得不承认它。比方说呢，像刚刚 Aaron 举的例句里面呢，就讲到说呢，我必须承认呢，刚刚这个 science class， 刚刚这个自然课里面上的东西呢，我没有一件事情是听得懂的。Okay， 这种让你觉得有一点难堪。事情我们就可以用 admit。那 admit 的用法呢？我们可以在后面加上 that， 再加上子句。比方说 ，I have to admit that I didn't understand anything in the class。OK， 刚刚在上课的时候，我什么事情都听不懂。或者是呢，你也可以 admit to doing something。注意到我们 admit to 后面这个 to 呢是一个介系词了，所以呢，我们是加上 doing v i n g 的形式来承认呢你做过这件事情，或者呢承认你来这个后面这个事情。那另外呢，在课文里面呢，我们也看到 be curious about something， 表示呢你对这个事情感到好奇的意思咯。
Now I have a question.
Yes.
What is something you are curious about?
I'm curious about what my lunch would be.
I'm always curious about that. Okay. Well, let's continue on in the article. Here it says, luckily, your friend is delighted to fill you in. Now we saw the word delighted. That means she's happy too. Yeah. Okay. And then she also wants to fill you in. This is our shortcut for you today, so let's take a quick break to find out what fill somebody in means.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, I'm back with some popcorn. What did I miss?
Let me fill you in. First, the evil queen.
Wait a second. I just got up to make this snack for us, and now you're telling me you're already full?
I'm not talking about being full. To fill someone in means to tell them extra or missing information.
Alright, so to fill someone in means 向某人提供详情。
Exactly.
Whoa, the prince was the person who started the fire?
Yes, what happened was...
And the queen knew all along?
That's right, she...
Where's the king? Oh, whoa, he's completely changed, hasn't he?
Yes, in fact...
Hey, I thought you were going to fill me in.
I'm trying to...
Okay, welcome back. So we learned that fill you in just means to give someone information, let someone know about something, and she filled you in on voice actors. So let's find out more about these interesting people. Here it says, voice actors provide voices for cartoon characters in TV shows and films. Okay, so some famous examples of this, from North America at least, could be Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, my favorite.
What aboutsome examples from Asia.
Okay, so I think a lot are from Japan.
Yes, like, that makes sense.
Doraemon.
Okay.
Like Sailor Moon. Like Dragon Ball.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I know all of those too. All right, so these obviously don't use real people on camera, right? They're all drawings and animations. So...they have to have voices,
yes.
But those voices come from real people. Mm-hmm. And those are the voice actors.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以呢我们看到今天呢我们讲这个呢其实声优配音员有一点不同，声音比较像是我们知道是刚刚讲的这些日本动画里面这些声优。那今天呢我们讲的主要呢是这个 voice actor。voice actor 呢他们是所谓我们叫做配音员。Okay, 配音员。比方说呢像我们刚刚举例到的这个他们呢可能像是我们刚刚讲的声优，日本声优一样，为这个动画里面的角色来做配音。除此之外 besides cartoon characters,、mm-hmm. what else do they do?
That's a good question. Of course, there are a lot of other things that they can do. Here it says they also read scripts for radio and TV advertisements.
所以呢我们知道配音员呢这些 voice actor, 他们呢不只呢为这个动画卡通来配音，他们呢同时也会念这个 script。script 什么东西呢，我们中文翻译为剧本。OK, 那这个剧本呢他念这个剧本其实我们这边指的呢是为电视或是电台的广告配上口白哦 ,OS 的意思。所以呢广告呢我们就可以使用这个字 advertisement。
Okay, let's look at this word advertisement. It's quite long. So what we usually do is we shorten it to the word ad, spelled A-D. It's quite short, easier to remember. Now, advertisements or ads, these are videos or photos that promote a product or a service in order to sell it. Now, you can see video ads on TV, before a movie in a theater, or on the internet.Now, you can also hear ads on the radio, and you can even see them printed in magazines or newspapers and on posters and signs outside everywhere you go. Basically, ads are everywhere because companies know that the more you see them, the more you'll want to buy something. Now, as an example, we could say, Dwayne always turns the sound off when advertisements play between TV shows.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这个名词 advertisement, 它的中文呢就叫做广告。那呢刚刚 Aaron 提到你可以非常简单把它只要前面两个字母就好 ,ad, A-D, 指的呢其实也是广告的意思。那这个广告呢刚刚讲到非常多种的形式哦，你可能是电影之前播的预告片，可能是电视节目中间的，比方说像我们例句这边呢我们讲到说呢它总是把这个 sound off, 把这个电视广告的声音关掉切掉静音。那除此之外呢像是我们的这个 radio 上面的广告，这个广播听到的，或者是呢我们看到的 poster 或是任何的这个都可以叫做 advertisement。 那除了 advertisement 之外我们也可以用另外一个字 commercial, 商业的这个字呢也可以当作广告，比方说呢我们说 TV commercials, 这些呢电视广告。
Now, before we go on, I just want to spell that word commercial for our students. C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L-S. Or that's commercials, no S for commercial. All right, well, in the article, we find out another thing that、yes. they might do. It says they might even record the content of a foreign show in a different language. Now, I know, like in...Like North American movies,、yes. they might have, when they come to Asia,、mm-hmm. they might have a Japanese person、
yes.
do the words、
Voice、
in Japanese.
Over,
yes, something like that. Now, this is actually, it has a special name.
Yes.
It's called dubbing.
Dubbing.、
Mm-hmm. D-U-B-B-I-N-G,、mm-hmm. dubbing. And、it's very common, I think, in other countries. It's not very common in Canada because、
okay.
stuff is usually just made in English already.、
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think it's very common in Japan.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here in Taiwan, I don't think they do that for movie,、mm-hmm. but for like Korea drama、
okay.
or for anime、
mm-hmm.
or maybe something from Latin America.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, there are a lot of things that voice actors need to know、
mm-hmm.
to do this work.、Mm. Here it says, to do these things, voice actors need certain skills.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, everybody has a voice.
Yes.
You have a voice, I have a voice. But that doesn't just mean you can be a voice actor. There are certain things you'll need to do or you'll need to have to become one.
Okay, 这边呢我们这个句子解释一下的文法，它是 to 开头引导的子句。这个 to 呢是 in order to, 为了 ,okay, 所以呢我们这个句子为了做到这些专业工作 ,okay, 我们逗号后面是为了做到这件事情你需要做的事情，后面逗号后面接上另外一个子句。那呢为了做到这些专业工作呢，配音员呢，这些 voice actor 呢，他们需要特定的技巧。我们看到 certain skills, OK, 特定的技巧。那相对于 general, general skills 可能就是指比方说一般的文书处理啊，或者上班要打卡等等，所以他们需要 certain skills, 一些特定的技巧。What kind of skills do they need to have?
Good, good question. Here's one. It says their facial expressions are never seen.
Yes.
So they must use their voice to express emotions clearly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you give me an example?
Okay, sure, but you'll have to close your eyes.
Okay.
That way you have to guess what emotion I'm feeling just by how my voice sounds.
Okay. Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay, I guess you are...shocked and angry.
Yeah, very yeah. good. Okay, so I used my voice to show Sam that I'm feeling kind of shocked or kind of angry. Mm. I'm asking, what are you doing? And I'm raising my voice
yes.
so he can hear it instead of see it. Now, here's another thing they have to do. They also have to vary their voice for different characters. Now,different characters will need different voices.
Yes.
In big movies, each character is probably played by a different person.
Mm-hmm.
But in smaller projects, it will probably be one person doing many characters.
Okay, that sounds very difficult.
yes.
okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个动词哦 ，very, very 呢，不是我们说怎么样 ，very pretty 这个 very， 注意到它的拼法是 v a r y。Okay, very 这个动词呢，它就表示变化的意思。那你当然可以用另外一个字 change， okay， 转换一样的意思。那 very 呢，他们要做到什么事情呢？这些 voice actors， 这些配音员们呢，他们必须要变化他们的声音。因为刚刚 Aaron 就讲到了，在一个电影里面呢，可能哦，你可能要配不同的电影，所以你要有不同的角色。那在比较小的一些 production， 比较小的制作里面呢，搞不好一个人呢要饰演很多角色。So you have to vary your voice.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of changes would you have to make?
Well, for example, a big cartoon bear will have a low-pitched voice. Pitch is spelled P-I-T-C-H,、mm-hmm. pitch. So a big bear might talk like this.But a small ladybug might have a high-pitched voice like this.
Hey. OK, 所以呢，我们看到 pitch 这个字呢，就是音准的意思哦。刚刚 Ariel 拼出来 P-I-T-C-H， 所以呢，就是呢，你有不同的音阶，不同角色应该有不同的音阶。我们的 voice actors 这些配音员呢，他们呢在电影里面或是在这个他们的制作里面呢，就必须因应不同的角色来有不同的声音。
OK, well, let's go on in the article to find out what else they need to know. It says...What's more, they need a working knowledge of recording equipment.
Ah, yeah,、mm-hmm. that sounds basic for them.、Mm-hmm. okay, 所以我们首先看到 what's more 就是此外哦，更重要。此外还有什么呢？我们呢也可以代换成，比方说 furthermore， 或者是呢 in addition。甚至是呢 besides 这些字呢都跟 what's more 可以来代换，这个呢是文章里面写作非常好用的用法，我们要学起来了。那呢所以这些配音员们呢，除了我们刚刚讲的必须呢要有这个很多不同的技巧之外，他们还必须要怎么样呢？必须懂得使用这些录音设备。 And here we use the word equipment.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Equipment is a noun and it's the tools, machines or other materials that you needto do a certain job or activity. If you play baseball, you might need a bat, ball, and glove. Now, the equipment you need for sound recording could include microphones,、
yes.
computers, recording software, and lots more.
Okay.
Now, an example sentence for equipment could be, Can I borrow some of your camping equipment for this weekend? I just need a tent and a small stove.
OK,equipment、okay, 这个字呢就表示设备器材哦，这个名词。那呢刚刚我们在例句里面就说了，可以跟你借吗？这些 camping equipment， 这些呢要去露营的设备，比方说像是 tent 这个帐篷哦，就是属于这个露营设备的一种。那你也可以用另外一个字 gear 也是一样的意思。
Okay, well, now we know a little bit about what voice actors do.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out about voice actors here in Taiwan.
Okay.
The article says, in Taiwan, voice actors usually work on advertisements、mm-hmm. and television programs.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to admit, I don't watch TV very much, so I don't know any examples to give.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以呢我们看到先看 work on something 表示呢你在从事这件事情，在做这件事情。所以在台湾呢 in Taiwan, I think the voice actors would do, I think lots of commercial. They they do voiceover.
Okay.
And also like,、for example, like I said, Korea drama.
Right.
Because Korean is really hard to understand.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. They would do voiceover.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's find out more about the jobs that they get here.、
Mm-hmm.
It says the payment they receive differs for each project, but it's typically low. Differ is the verb form of the adjective different. Now, when one thing differs from another, it is different from that thing. Here's an example. My opinions about politics differ from Peter's, so we often disagree with each other.
OK, 所以我们看到这个动词哦 differ 呢就是不同哦有区别。其实呢跟我们刚刚另外一个字 vary 很像哦它就是表示有变化的。那它的形容词大家应该很熟悉 different, OK, 注意到我们是 different from something, 不同加上 from。
OK, so first we learned that voice actors in Taiwan don't usually make too much money.、Mm-hmm. Now, what are we going to learn here? It says newcomers often struggle to get steady work,、
mm-hmm.
which leaves them without a stable income. Now, stable, this adjective, describes something that does not change frequently and is not likely to become worse for any reason.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, a stable income is an income that you receive every 2 weeks or once a month or however often, and you know it will not become less or stop coming、
oh,
because、
okay.
it is stable.For example, we could say, Trevor is tired of working 3 part-time jobs. He wants to find a stable full-time job instead.
嗯哼，我们看到 stable 这个形容词就是表示稳定的、平稳的。我们刚刚在课文里面还有另外一个字 steady 也是一样的，也是 S-T-E-A-D-Y. Okay, a stable government, okay, 一个很这个稳定的政府。Or we can say a man of stable character, okay, 他这个个性非常的稳定。那它的相反词呢，我们就在前面加上语文 unstable.不平稳的。
Okay, so you might not get paid well.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find work,
mm-hmm.
but it gets even harder. Here it says, it's even harder if they don't know anyone in the industry beforehand.
Ah, yes, it's very important. Beforehand、mm-hmm. 这个字呢就是一个副词，它表示预先的 okay, 事先。所以呢你必须要事先认识一些在这个 industry, 在这个产业里面的人，你才有办法找到工作。那相对于 beforehand, 之后这个字我们可以用 afterwards.
All right, well, let's find out why this is so.、
Mm-hmm.
Here it says, additionally, Taiwanese voice actors can't copyright their work.、
Mm-hmm.
So on top of all these problems, here's another one. They can't copyright their work. So what does this mean?
Okay, copyright 这个字呢它可以当作名词哦表示版权。我们通常看到 logo 后面有一个小小的 C, 这个 C 呢其实就是 copyright 的意思。Mm. 那 verb 它当作一个动词呢它是表示为这个东西取得版权。比方说呢 a book copyrighted in somebody's name. Okay, 这个版权呢归于某人名下。Okay,、
mm-hmm.
就是取得版权的意思。
Okay, so here's a specific example. The article says, therefore, no matter how many times their work is played on air, they、mm. only get paid for it once.
That doesn't sound fair.
It is not. But we've reached the end of our article today. We're going to learn more about voice actors tomorrow, so stay tuned for our For You Chat and see you then.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today is, would you consider a career in voice acting? Why or why not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Since it's not stable.
That's right. Maybe if you were in a stable country, it might be better. Personally,、
mm-hmm.
I don't like my voice. I don't like the sound of my voice. And so I'm also, I think it would be a lot of work to just vary your voice like、
yeah.
that. So it's not really for me. I might help.Voice、
yes.
actors do their work, but that's because that's what I'm good at. All right, well, what about you? Consider the question yourself and answer it with your friends and classmates. But we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Mic check, 1, 2. You have such a nice voice, your friend declares. You should be a voice actor. You admit that you're curious about voice actors.But you don't actually know what they do. Luckily, your friend is delighted to fill you in. Voice actors provide voices for cartoon characters in TV shows and films. They also read scripts for radio and TV advertisements. They might even record the content of a foreign show in a different language. To do these things, voice actors need certain skills. Their facial expressions are never seen, so they must use their voice to express emotions clearly. They also have to vary their voice for different characters. What's more, they need a working knowledge of recording equipment. In Taiwan, voice actors usually work on advertisements and television programs. The payment they receive differs for each project, but it's typically low. Newcomers often struggle to get steady work, which leaves them without a stable income. It's even harder if they don't know anyone in the industry beforehand. Additionally, Taiwanese voice actors can't copyright their work. Therefore, no matter how many times their work is played on air, they only get paid for it once.
Vocabulary Review. Declare. The king declared that from now on, October 8th would be a national holiday. Admit. I won't admit to copying your idea because I didn't. Advertisement. There are many advertisements on TV telling people about companies' products. Equipment. The workers told the boss their equipment was old and getting harder to use. Differ. Jake's opinions on politics differ from mine, but we are still friends. Stable. This is a stable job. I'm not worried about the company going out of business.